tech news and reviews comes a beacon shining in the night, guiding you to the best tech news, reviews, and banter you can find on the internet. That light, the Cerebral Overload Podcast.
It gets me going every day!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Cerebral Overload Podcast. I'm your host, Ben, and with me, as always, is Andrew.
Ooh, yeah.
And Ty.
Are you ready for a hurtin', brother?
Now, see, that sounded more like Hulk Hogan.
That's what I was going for. I can't be Macho Man, too.
Okay, I was going to say, Hulk Hogan and Macho Man with us today.
Oh, God.
The sad thing is that most of the people that listen to this probably don't know who those people are.
If they don't,
they need to slap into a Slim Jim.
I don't even know if they'll know what a Slim Jim is. Slim Jim still around in the States?
Oh, hell yeah.
Is it? I haven't had one in a while.
Yeah, it is.
They're not up here anymore, so.
That's sad.
They've been taken over by jerky.
Oh, jerky sounds so good.
I'll probably go do that after we get done recording.
Oh, okay.
There's people doing stuff with their lives, like curing cancer, and I'm just sitting behind my desk masturbating.
Spider-Man.
Yep.
Well, today's episode is sponsored by the letter S for Speed Energy. Gross.
That sounded horrible.
That sounded so disgusting.
Are you thirsty? Buy some Speed Energy!
Ben, how much would you say you drink that? How much of that do you think you drink a week?
Well, it depends. Is it healthy for you or unhealthy for you?
Well, technically, Speed Energy is healthy for you. It's got vitamins.
I'm a doctor, and I say it's healthy.
Like, every can, I get 500% of my daily allowance of vitamin B12.
And as long as Dr. T-Mobile says so.
Hey.
Yes.
You're good to go.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, Ty, you now have your own wrestling. It's Tyler T-Mobile Pear, and you're now Pear. Tyler Pear.
Ty Pear?
E.
Fucker.
T-Pear.
Is that like Tyler Perry?
Except for less black.
I'm pretty black.
I've seen you. Angelo's blacker than you are.
Ooh. Yeah, but his Xbox and the gamer tag isn't black person.
That doesn't make you black.
It does. Come on. Everybody at work calls me the light-skinned black guy.
Everybody at work's racist.
Everybody at work is also black.
No, Bill's white.
Bill doesn't count. He's whiter than white. That man's fucking transparent.
Oh, fucking Bill.
I know.
Don't make me turn my air conditioner on, bitch.
Hey. It's okay. We ain't got nothing to worry about. We're just going to keep on moving along, and we're going to talk about them hipsters.
Keep on keeping on.
I love tacos.
Speaking of tacos, you know what I hate to have with my tacos?
Hipsters. You just hate taco, period.
How dare
he hates the flesh taco, not Chipotle taco.
Yes. Damn it, now I'm getting Chipotle. Son of a
like
bitch.
Like you weren't anyway.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
Sure,
I tried to block
weren't.
It out. I was like, no Chipotle today. I don't need it. Now it's too late.
You know what? I think you go through as much Chipotle as I go through Speed Energy. You
know That's a lot of Chipotle.
That is a lot of Chipotle.
I do at least a can a day.
I don't go, well, yeah.
Let's be serious here.
I'm going to come home one day and you guys are going to be sitting on the couch. Hey, Ty, we want to talk to you about
We want to talk to you a little something there, buddy. There's been some concerns.
Go ahead and just take a seat right over there. As long as Chris Hansen isn't there, I'm fine, but... I'm Chris Hansen. Why don't you just take a seat? Take a seat right over there.
No!
Oh, God.
Why do people agree? Why don't they just say no and leave?
I mean, they probably know they're going to get fucking arrested and tackled, so they might as well get some TV time.
I guess because usually the popo's outside waiting.
Yeah, we used to stay up all night and watch that show.
Still never figured out how to get away with it, did you?
No. We always thought about going out the back door, but that wouldn't work. Anyway, moving on. Well, they're making it a little bit more difficult for us to actually get a hold of these little kids on the internet now. Have you seen that? Have you heard about that?
Oh, time on the play here. Define the word us.
I think it's mostly
because
just
if you don't define the word us, there's going to be people thinking like we're child predators, and that's not what we
And
need.
We did just do an episode about the NSA, so this is not going
to
look well.
Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted to bring up, those fuckers. Don't touch our shit, NSA.
Yeah, what did they do?
Whatever the NSA logo was that Ty originally put up for our episode just disappeared.
Those sons of bitches.
I know. Freedom of picture, bitches. The 17th Amendment.
I thought that was in the preamble to the Declaration.
Yeah.
None of that means shit to your government anymore.
No, it doesn't.
They just use it as a bargaining chip. Be like, look, you can be free. Look at all this stuff we give you. Yeah. But in the fine print down there, it says you ain't getting none of it.
None of it. This is all a fairy tale. Streets ain't paved with gold. All right, but moving back on to the pedophilia stuff. So, there's new online child safety rules that are aiming to protect children on social media sites and smartphones.
I know a way to protect them. Don't give it to them.
Yeah. That's
I got an idea. Be a parent and monitor what your kids do.
Yep.
And then that's one less thing the government needs to stick their fingers in.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want the government sticking their fingers in your kids?
Wow.
Wow.
This episode is just dirty today.
This episode can't go downhill because we started at the bottom.
We started below.
We could always get into necrophilia.
Like, you want to be in Death Valley? We started at the bottom of Death Valley. There's no going down from there.
No. Wow. Well, these new things are pretty stupid to me because basically they have to, kids have to get parental permission via email or other methods, but the parents still have to make sure that the kids aren't using fake emails to be able to get permission.
That's what my kids do.
Exactly. Like, they haven't even...
they got two email addresses.
They haven't changed the rules at all.
The kids aren't stupid.
No. Well, the only thing that they're actually changing now is what data gets collected from the kids.
My big thing is, and parents should make sure kids don't circumvent those rules by using fake email addresses to grant themselves permission. No shit, Sherlock.
Stupid.
Today marks an important moment for parents of children under 12. Yay! If your children are under 12, you don't have to watch them anymore. We will.
Apparently.
Fucking government.
Yeah, so basically all this is doing is just adding the same thing they've already done and making it more difficult for people to advertise to kids that are younger than 13. That's all.
You know, I remember when I was 13, I wasn't sitting on my computer. Even though I did have internet when I was 13, I wasn't sitting on my computer doing shit. I was in this place called Outside.
What?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's this legendary land where you can go out and do activities such as riding bikes, playing sports.
But this,
is that place you can get to through the back of the closet?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly it.
Bitch, there ain't no Narnia in there. I would have stayed if there was. Shit. The sun is evil, though. It hurts.
Like, right now, okay, from where I'm sitting in my office looking outside, down the street, there's kids playing in their front lawn. You don't
Are
see that
walking
anymore.
Walking down the street?
Huh?
Are they walking down the street? Are they singing do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do?
No. They're right now, well, actually right now one's beating the other one with a foam sword. But still, it looks fun.
I still do that.
By foam, he means skin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on, we were coming up on
talking
the hill a little
kids.
Bit. And now you're
getting
just
up there, we were talking about kids
back
playing
down.
Outside. And you I'm being the father out of all three of us should have known better.
I know.
I'm good at bringing people down.
Oh,
Ben needs a hug. Aww. Ty, drive over and give him a
come
hug.
Come on, computer hug. Everybody get in there.
I'm not hugging my computer.
Aw.
Yeah.
This isn't fun anymore.
You're just hugging your laptop, aren't you?
No.
Back to the story at hand.
Yeah.
Since I screwed it up. The government thinks they're going to be better parents than us, and then the very next thing is Facebook and children. How many people under the age of 13 do you know that have Facebook?
Personally, 37.
That's an odd number.
I know zero because I don't have 13-year-olds on my Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I actually don't even have any family members that are 13. They're all 18 or older.
Yeah.
Well, I do and I do, so.
Let me clarify real quick. I really don't have any 12 or 13-year-old kids on my Facebook. I'm not not a pedophile. This is just a joke, everybody. It's getting a little too far now. Everybody's going to start thinking I'm serious. Not serious. Don't take this shit for reals.
No for realsies?
No for realsies. When can I come out of the closet? Shut up, Billy! Alright.
You damn gays trying to convert us all.
Yeah.
Great. now then everybody's going to listen to the next podcast, and I'm going to be they're going to call me a homophobe.
Oh, yeah. We're going to ruin the sanctity of marriage.
Hey, if you guys want to have a whole life of miserableness, go right the fuck ahead.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, leave us straight, be old and leave drunk, us straight just, like, people top. In our divorces alone to ruin marriage.
You know how fun...
We don't need your help. We've ruined it enough ourselves.
Do you know how awesome gay divorce court is going to be? Come on.
You're going to have you ladies separated.
Isn't that shit going to be hilarious?
How did we go from child porn to gay marriage and gay divorce?
Well, we're moving on to the next topic. Ben, how old are you?
33.
Oh, okay. God.
Pretty hairy, average body type, waist like a 31. There's a website here that has all your statistics on what you as an otter should be.
Great.
Oh, my God, you can actually put all your stuff in. How tall are you? 6'2"?
4.
6'4"? How much do you weigh?
220.
And what's your waist? What's your waist size?
I can't believe I'm subjecting myself to this.
And what's your waist size?
Are you straight bashing me?
No. Not yet.
Okay. Not yet. 36.
And your hairiness. Would you say smooth, smoother, average, hairier, or very hairy?
I'd say average, I guess.
I'm going to go hairier. Okay. We're going to hit define me. Apparently you're a bear.
What?
I always considered you more of an otter. This just got awkward.
Oh, no. No. It did not just get awkward. It's been awkward for about 10 episodes now.
Oh, well. Yeah, you fall more into the bear category, but you're still got otter tendencies in there, so, yeah, that's weird.
Too bad he wasn't a little older, he could be a daddy. So, let's break down here. This is the definitions. You've got twink, chub, otter, bears, pups, gym bunny, chub, daddies, gym rat, muscle bears, wolf, chaser, gainer, muscle pups, muscle cub, bull, average, and none.
Andrew, what's happened to you?
Just on the website.
Come back, buddy.
I guess because I'm not hairy enough, I'm considered a chub.
Aw.
Fuck it! I'm sticking with hairier, bitch. I'm always gonna be a bear.
Apparently I'm a gym bunny, is what it's telling me. Yeah.
You're not very hairy and tiny?
I guess so. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't even know what a gym bunny is. I've never even heard of some of these. Gym bunny. Okay, a gay man who spends an obsessive amount of time in the gym working on sculpting his body, not for health reasons, only to show it off in a club or on
the
beach.
That's not you at all.
If by gym they mean shoving Chipotle down your throat, then sure.
Yeah, I don't know what the shit they were thinking about that one.
Aw, there's only a... If you're a gym bunny and I'm a bear, there's only a 5% chance of you being into me.
Aw. Oh, no, wait. I changed it a little bit. Now I'm a muscle pup.
Oh, now you're up to 20%.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. Let's say Angela was a muscle pup, it would be 73% of you being into each other.
Really?
Now, let's just say you don't want to hang out with these type of people. There is a way to go around it, thanks to Yelp.
Yeah.
I've been sitting here for 5 minutes figuring out how to segue away from that.
Once he figures out what Angelo is, we're going to be right back at it.
He's a gym bunny, apparently, also.
Yeah, so if you're a gym bunny and he's a gym bunny, it's 82%. Huh. But if you're a muscle pup, it's only 42%.
Fuck that thing. Moving on to Yelp. We covered it. Ben's still an otter in my book. You're a bear. Stupid.
If we
just spent 20 minutes on it.
Well, I told somebody I was going to talk about it, and I'm glad I did. Because we need to get these terms out there. The world needs to know.
Why can't we just use Yelp so we don't have to be around those?
We can, actually. I don't know if it separates the gays from the straights.
I think it's just hipsters, which is close enough.
Hipsters and yuppies.
I'd rather be around a group of gays than hipsters.
Oh, of course. We're clean and we...
Bathe?
Yeah. Frat turf. Gross. Basically, what Yelp's going to let you do is...
Frat and turf are two different words.
Huh?
Huh?
I said frat and turf are two different things. It's not frat turf. It's like yuppie turf, hipster turf, or frat turf. Like their area.
Oh. Well, excuse me.
Would it punch you in your face for free?
about I punch you right in the suck hole for a dollar?
I don't have one of those.
Oh, okay. So basically what Yelp will let you do is select a couple of keywords of things that you don't like. For instance, yuppie, hipster, or frat. And it'll show you a map of where they like to hang out and where you shouldn't hang out.
Or where you should hang out if you want to hang out with them.
Yeah. So Yelp is essentially segregating the city for you. Legally.
Legal segregation.
Then you wouldn't be able to do anything.
He'd be hiding in his French provisional closet.
Where did you even get those terms?
It's some sort of decorating thing. I saw it on TV one time.
Huh. He was watching TLC again.
It's some... No, actually... No, I was watching Storage Wars.
Really?
Barry Weiss said it. He found chairs and he said they were French provisional chairs or something.
Hmm. I like
it. It sounded like an old word, so I used it. I'm not a TLC person. I prefer Discovery.
I like HGTV, Discovery Channel, the History Channel I used to.
HGTV went away a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Home decorating television.
Yeah, it's Velocity.
No, I mean HGTV.
Oh, HG. I'm sorry. I thought you said HD.
No. I don't like that.
I don't watch Home and Garden.
You know,
no, I take it back. I used to watch Homes on Homes.
Oh, I hate that guy. He's such an asshole.
What? I love that guy.
That guy was my favorite.
I've met him at, because he's from Canada, like he's from Toronto, which is like an hour away from
me. I hate him now.
Fuck you. I met him at, like,
wait, did you just say you'd shows? Fuck Ty?
Yep. Oh.
Played his cards.
That's what I heard. All I heard him say is, I'd fuck you.
Play his cards right.
I've met him.
Guess 20%'s more than enough.
Yeah. Hey, with roofies, percentages doesn't matter.
Damn.
Enough alcohol will screw any percentage.
Yeah, that is true. Except a yuppie or a hipster. That shit ain't happening. Yeah, it's really tough to go anywhere with this one, because that's kind of it.
Yeah, use Yelp to stay away from hipsters. It's revolutionary. They should be given a fucking peace award. Nobel Peace Prize right there.
So there's the conclusion for that segment. If you don't like hippies... Use Yelp.
Now, before we move on, I got a question about this.
Okay.
Because the way they make it sound is they're going to update it in the future for that you'll be able to actually search stuff. Do you think they'll make it so you can say, where do blacks hang out? And you can skip that. Where do gays hang out? And you can skip that.
I don't think it'll get to that point.
Yeah, I don't think that.
You think they'll ever take it that far?
No, you're just going to have to stay out of San Francisco.
Or the Bronx. I think that... they're going to do something like that, but it won't be that direct. You know, I think they'll use other terms that are commonly used for certain groups of people.
Different strokes for different folks.
Until they get sued.
Is that like Peggy sued?
Peggy Sue? I don't know where I don't know where
they get sued.
I don't know where you're going with that.
I don't either.
Why?
Okay. Well, I do know if you try to tell somebody, if you tell the wrong person that you're using Yelp for the wrong reason, they might punch you in the suck hole. Which could break their hand or wrist or arm. And in today's society, having a cast is pretty shitty. Especially if you're a woman and you break your leg or something, which...
What sucks is how damn itchy it gets underneath that cast.
Yes. I remember one...
I hate that.
One Christmas, my mom was walking around trying to do something with our Christmas tree, and she was walking backwards, and she tripped backwards on the stand for the Christmas tree, sliced her leg right open... broke something. We rushed her into the bathroom and she's just gushing blood into the bathtub and it was horrible and I was frightened. Well, she ended up getting a cast put on it and she was pretty lazy, just like me. And she didn't go back to get the cast taken off. You know how you're supposed to get a new one put on after a certain amount of time?
No clue. I've never broken a bone.
Oh, well, her leg was gross when she finally got the cast taken off. Hey, Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but damn. It was nasty. It smelt real bad. It was super hairy.
I think it's the first time I've ever heard Otterboy gag.
Well, we... Never mind. But what we're getting at here is with the 3D printing that's being brought about right now, they've actually made a 3D printed Cortex cast.
I wish I had this when I broke my arm.
I totally wish this was around back then.
Mine was like last year. No, year before.
It's amazing. It's just like a mesh hard cast. So it's completely open. It snaps open and closed. You can wash
waterproof.
It. Yeah. and nobody can draw a fucking penis on your cast.
Well, that, and the good thing is also you don't, like with me, I had, if I wore a long sleeve shirt, I had to roll it up when I had my cast on.
Yeah.
Now, see, my cast, nobody ever signed it.
You never broke any bones.
Well, that's beside the point. Maybe that's why nobody signed my cast.
That would make sense.
That would be logical.
Weirdo.
People tried signing my cast, and I punched them.
With your cast?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I hit my friend in the face with it because he was like, let me draw something cool. I'm like, you're just going to draw a dick. Stop it.
Yep. I like dicks and balls. It's stuck on you. But yeah, like, how sweet is this shit?
I wish I had it.
I'm going to... We'll post the picture on the site if anybody actually wants to look at this.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man. It'd be cool if you can get it in different colors.
You probably could, actually, if you have different dyes for your 3D printer.
It takes about 3 hours to print the thing. But what they do is they first, you x-ray your hand, obviously, to see where it's broken or whatever other limb. Then they do a 3D scan of your hand. Or, sorry, arm is 3D scanned. And then they print it out.
I just think it looks cool, period. I'd wear the damn thing without a broken arm.
Well, can I just break your arm so you can wear one anyways?
No, because the hospitals around here aren't that advanced. So I probably would have to get an old school cast anyway.
So one thing that I did notice when I was looking at this, because I found it over on Geekology, right beside it, I just want to bring this up. This girl, she lost her leg to, I think, a car accident or whatever. She made a prosthetic leg out of Lego.
Gross! I see that.
I see that.
Ew!
Woman fashioned his own prosthetic leg out of Lego. That is just awesome.
Ew. Oh.
Fucking Lego.
I would whack her with something and snap her leg into pieces.
Dude, that looks so cool. That is hilarious. Does it hurt if you step on a Lego brick with a Lego leg?
No, you just wonder why you're taller. God damn it, why am I walking lopsided?
I got a hitch in my giddy up.
That is actually
really
cool.
That is awesome, though.
Wow.
That's the kind of people this damn world needs.
It is. We need
Lego
more of that.
Cyborgs?
That is a really neat idea, though. I mean, I never would have thought of that.
No, I wouldn't have.
Like, I've seen shit on, like, failblog.org.com, whatever the hell it is, where they'll, like, repair part of a wall with Legos or something.
Yeah.
But this is ingenious. I mean, granted,
why do you need to go spend thousands of dollars on a prosthetic leg? Go spend $200 on Lego.
Really? And have fun with it.
You bought Legos lately?
No, I know they're more expensive than that.
I was going to say, the Lego prosthetic leg probably costs almost as much as a real damn prosthetic leg.
Are you
serious? It's probably heavier, though.
With the cost of Legos nowadays.
Oh, God, Legos are expensive, man.
It's been a long time since I bought Legos.
Okay, sorry. Well, then, instead of it being Legos, we'll make one out of Mega Bloks.
Ha! Or Kinects. Remember Kinects?
I think that's still around.
Really?
Yeah, they're still around.
Oh, my God.
Toys R Us still has them.
Oh, my God, there is still Kinects.
But, Andrew, did you hear me just say, yeah, there's still Kinects?
Yep.
Toys R Us sells them?
Yep.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was actually talking and words were coming out of my mouth.
It's just Ty. He's got stuff in his hearing holes again.
Dicks. It's not stuff. It's dicks.
Oh, your mother ever tell her you're not supposed to put those in your ears?
She tried. I couldn't hear her. They have a 521-piece set for $18 on Amazon.
Of what?
Kinects.
You gonna buy it?
No. Fuck no, dude. I'm broke. Unless our fans want to donate some money.
Weird. Sorry, I just watched her build this, and now I'm watching her walk on it. That is so weird.
What? Ew. Don't. Ew, she's gross.
I'm broke.
Hold on, I'm getting to there. What time does it break?
Around 4:20, a little bit before. Shut up, Dexter!
Oh my God, it's so weird. She's got a little peg leg of Legos.
I'm giving her an A for ingenuity.
Yeah, it's genius. It's just she didn't make the ankle part or the foot big enough.
With a little work and some glue, though, that could actually work pretty well.
So speaking of things that are missing, like limbs, Don Matrick's going to be leaving Microsoft.
That's good.
Thank fucking God. He angers me.
Does he?
He made a bad choice.
He made a lot of bad choices, like leaving Microsoft for Zynga.
Really? Do you think that's bad?
I do. I think that Zynga's going to fail, and he's going to be like, oh, shit.
That's his own damn fault.
It's your own damn fault.
Don Matrick, who unveiled the Xbox One in May, is leaving Microsoft to head to Zynga, the struggling online social gaming company best known for stupid-ass, annoying piece-of-shit Farmville.
No, no, no. That stupid Candy Crush bullshit is worse than Farmville ever was.
Candy Crush Saga?
I haven't gotten one invite for Candy Crush. I used to get hundreds for Farmville.
Oh, I get hundreds for Candy Crush.
I don't get
any. That's because you have 13-year-olds on your friends list.
Ha! High five Mark to Andrew.
That's the. I don't get them from the 13-year-olds, though.
I love that you don't deny it.
my kids and their friends.
You call them your children now? Are you a Catholic priest, Ben?
Are they your children?
Do you give them the Jesus juice?
Wow.
Ouch.
That is fucked up on so many different levels.
So back to Zynga and Xbox.
I have more.
Mark Pincus, Zynga's founder, chief executive, announced that the official memo to employees as of Monday that Matrix 40 of what do we care about how old he is?
I don't know.
Matrix 49 will replace him. Pincus 47 controls at least 61% of the. Well, I don't give a shit how old he is.
That guy's last name is Pincus.
Yes. He controls a 61% of stake of the game company, so the decision to hire Matrix would have been all him. If you're not familiar with Dawn,
it just shows they're getting to a younger generation, so they're hiring younger people.
They're hiring older people.
They hired an older person.
Yeah.
Scratch that.
Way to fail at your theory, Ben.
I'll pretend I'm paying attention to you two now.
Hey.
What?
Not you. I was talking to the dog.
What?
Your mother.
That's why I put my dog outside, mister. Turn your air conditioner off.
Turn your dog off. You know where I put mine? I put mine in the bedroom with the sleeping wife. He just goes to sleep right next to her because he knows fucking better.
Well, why would you leave Microsoft?
Wait a second. I just fucking noticed something reading upon here. Matrix used to work for EA.
Yeah, he started a distinctive.
So he was probably
something.
The genius that started fucking Origin, which is why the Xbox One bit the dick when it first started.
Well, he came out with Distinctive Software. That was his company he founded when he was 17.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. But, yeah. Why would you leave Microsoft right when you're about to sell the Xbox One?
For all we know, they made him leave.
I don't think so.
I would have made him leave for the shitty decisions he made.
I would have too, but I don't think they did. I feel like that this was his choice.
Maybe Zynga offered him more money.
They don't have any money.
Just because they're struggling doesn't mean they don't have money.
Oh,
remember,
of course,
Americans consider struggling. Oh, my company's struggling. I only brought in $55 million last year compared to the $65 I brought in the year before. Ah,
here's a bailout.
My name's Al Roker.
Give your CEOs bonuses. Business.
But fuck Christmas bonuses for your employees.
Yeah. Here, we'll give you $1 billion to bring yourself out of bankruptcy. Oh, all your higher-ups get $20 million bonus? That sounds fair. No, they were getting $200 million and shit.
Your government angers me.
I know. We need a damn political podcast. Ben.
Ben.
Nobody's home.
Ben. Nobody's
home.
What?
Nobody's home.
Hey, fun fact. Did you guys know that the ocean gets its saltiness from the tears of misunderstood sharks you just want to cuddle?
Yes, I've seen that picture quite a few times.
I didn't know that.
And now you know.
Well, to wrap this fucking story up, because I'm tired of talking about rich people. Matrix the dick is leaving for Zynga. Nobody really cares.
Zynga!
He's 49, he's going to die of a coronary in the next 2 years because his company's going to go bankrupt and he's going to lose it all.
Well, you know what time it is. Ty, take it away.
All right. It's time for Ben's bullshit Kickstarter thing or something.
Ooh, yeah.
Came out a little different.
The Macho Man is rolling over in his grave right now.
Oh, yeah.
Snapped into a Slim Jim.
Let's get some electricity from Tesla in here.
Actually, that was pretty good. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
For those of you that don't know who the Macho Man is, it's the Macho Man, Randy Savage. He was a WWE and WCW wrestler.
No. Don't you do that. He was a WWF wrestler.
Yeah.
Screw that stupid panda organization. WWF is the original. Fuck them.
Are you fucking the wrestlers or the pandas?
Both.
That's right.
Mainly because pandas are cuddly.
And very mean also.
Indeed.
I still like, speaking of pandas, did you see the zoo in D.C. lost their red panda the other day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fucking idiots.
I want one, though.
Well, that's because they're adorable.
If I'm going to have an animal, it's going to be a goddamn red panda.
I want a fucking ocelot.
Yeah.
I'd love an ocelot.
Fucking ocelot.
Like a baboo.
You say you love ass a lot?
No, that too.
He remembers me!
I'm so glad Andrew got what I was talking about. Ben.
Oh, I love Archer.
Ben.
I don't watch Archer.
Ben. Ben!
What?
You don't watch Archer?
No.
That's what happens on Archer. He says Lana's name like 5 times and he just screams it. And then she goes, what?
Oh.
Danger zone.
Oh, shit. Fucking Mallory Archer.
If you don't get me that diamond, I will literally die.
So we shouldn't get it?
I know. All right, let's move on to Tesla.
Okay, then. For this week's Kickstarter is going to be the Teslatronic, which brings Tesla power for the masses. For those of you who don't know, Tesla is probably the world's best, smartest, coolest, awesomest scientist ever.
All right, so I'm looking at a video here. What's he got going on? This guy looks like a nut job.
That's all right.
Most geniuses are, though.
It's kind of funny how blurry the line is between genius and insanity.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, look at most of them. Howard Hughes, he was a recluse by the time he died. Tesla, same thing. But they were all geniuses.
Because they can't stand the stupidity of the modern society.
Yes, that's true.
I'm getting there.
That's how I feel.
I mean, Tesla was so far ahead of his time anyway.
Well, yeah. Just show me how the shit works. I don't want to listen to you talk about it. I just want to know how... I'm watching the wrong damn video. That's an update. Son of a bitch. There we go.
You don't know how the Tesla coil works?
I know how it works, but I just want to see him make it do stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Now, whoa! He pulled the light bulb out of the socket, and it's still lit.
See, that's what a kick-ass. You could just tape light bulbs anywhere.
That's fucking crazy.
Ty, realize if you don't mute it, it's going to be on the podcast?
Mine's muted.
So why do I hear talking?
That was bad. Ben?
I muted mine.
Andrew?
I'm not watching shit.
Okay, hold on. He's got another light bulb, and it... Whoa! He brought it near the Tesla coil, and it lit! Oh, he's got a third light bulb. A third one's not gonna... Oh, my God. If he does 4, I'm out. I'm done. Podcast over.
What about 6 or 7?
My mind will... Oh, my God, he did 4. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my God, it's got like 6 light bulbs. Oh my God. Why don't I make one of these? Can't be that hard.
You're not smart enough.
If this nut job can do it, I can do it.
Because he's a nut job doesn't mean he ain't smart.
Whatever he can do, I can do better.
What I like is the fact that he only wanted it. His goal was $2,500.
Yeah.
And he got $38,000, almost $39,000.
I just saw that.
It's because us Pennsylvania people are geniuses.
Oh yeah, is he from Allentown? Yeah.
Bethlehem.
Huh. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, your Tesla coils, they work to light our homes without wires.
I'm leaving now.
Yeah, I'm done. All right, this now concludes our daily broadcast.
Wow, that was easy enough. Want to end a podcast early? Pay me to sing.
But really, though, I mean, this This is pretty cool.
I like it just for the fact that Tesla's always, like, intrigued me.
Well, yeah. He never got the recognition that he deserved.
I mean, come on. They gave him the patents for a radio after that damn Marconi guy stole everything.
I totally want one of these. I want to hang light bulbs from string on my ceiling.
There's a website called... Hold on. I gotta find it here. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, motherfucker. Hey. Instructables.com.
Well, hold on. He used a 9-volt battery to power this fucking thing, to be able to power light bulbs during the Sandy, Hurricane Sandy. during the Hurricane Sandy. I was going to say the Sandy Hook hurricane, but I realized. Yeah. What's it called? Instructables?
Yeah.
I hate it. A-B-L-E-S?
I-N-S-T-R-U.
I found
it. Let's do it the fancy work way. I is in India, N is in Nancy, S is in Sam, T is in Tango, R is in Robert, U is in uniform, C is in cunt, T is in Tom, A is in Apple, B is in boy, L is in Lincoln, E is in Edward, S is in Sam. .com.
Okay.
And then just search Tesla.
Well, it says games here. Oh, shit, I went backwards.
Dummy.
How do I... Tesla. Let's make Tesla. Oh, my God. I'm totally going to make this.
I love this website, because there's so much different shit you can make and everything.
All right, everybody. I think I'm done now. I'm gonna go make something.
I have to go eat.
Yeah, I'm really excited now. This Kickstarter is a go.
Yes, it made more than enough money.
Yeah. So?
And it's just cool because it's Tesla, so I had to talk about it.
Ben, really contact him and get him to send you one.
Yeah.
There we go. I'll just drive over there and steal it. Please note that if it is ended up being stolen, I am too poor to drive clear to Bethlehem, PA, from the other side of the state.
And also, let's make sure that everybody knows Cerebral Overload does not condone child pornography, pedophiles, or Jesus juice from the Catholic Church.
Or stealing Tesla coils.
Or children.
Or children, yes.
We do support speed energy.
Yes.
Yes, we do support speed energy.
Speed energy does rock his world.
I support them probably way too much.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm broke.
Nope.
Well, let's go ahead and close this one out. I want to wish a happy 4th of July to everybody, since this is going to be posting on the 4th.
Happy Independence Day. Watch out for the aliens. If not, call Will Smith.
Yay.
Go Will Smith. Make another movie, as long as it doesn't have your son in it.
And go leave us some feedback on iTunes, Facebook, Twitter. Stuff like that. And I think that's it for the day. We'll see you guys on Tuesday.
Thank you for listening. Drink responsibly. Play with your fireworks safely. This now concludes our broadcasting day.